Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Representative Sarah Vance of Homer has formally requested that Governor Mike Dunleavy declare a disaster emergency for the Lower Kenai Peninsula in response to the devastating impacts of the November 16, 2024 severe weather event. The storm, characterized by high winds coinciding with high tides, caused significant coastal erosion and extensive damage to critical infrastructure and property across the region, from Nanilchik Harbor Road to the city of Homer and surrounding areas. Among the most severely affected area is the Homer Spit, a vital transportation hub and the terminus of Alaska Route 1. Damage to the Homer Spit Road has compromised access to essential municipal, state, and federal facilities. A situational assessment conducted by the City of Homer in collaboration with the Alaska DOT and utility service providers revealed extensive damage to public and private property, including hazardous conditions threatening critical utility infrastructure, such as power lines, telecommunications networks, and water and sewer systems. Nanilchik Harbor Road also sustained substantial damage, leading to its closure and further disruptions to transportation and community access. In her letter to Governor Dunleavy, Representative Vance highlighted the urgent need for state support, stating the scope and scale of the response required far exceed the resources and capabilities available to local governments. A disaster emergency declaration would mobilize critical state resources and assistance to address the ongoing emergency, mitigate further risks, and support recovery efforts. An endangered fin whale that washed up near a coastal trail in Anchorage has attracted curious onlookers while biologists seek answers as to what caused the animal's death. The carcass found over the weekend near Anchorage was 47 feet long, comparable to the width of a college basketball court, and female, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's biologists. Barbara Mahoney, a NOAA biologist examining the whale, said the whale was likely 1 to 3 years old. Fin whales are the second largest whale species, according to NOAA Fisheries, and fully grown can reach up to 85 feet long and weigh between 40 to 80 tons. Strikes by ships, entanglements in fishing gear, and underwater noise are among the threats that fin whales face, according to the agency. People trekked across the mudflats to see the whale, which NOAA biologists and staff from Alaska Veterinary Pathology Services had anchored to the shore Sunday so they would be able to gather samples from the animal. But even after the samples are analyzed, it can be difficult to determine a cause of death because of decomposition or a lack of obvious injuries. Daisy Grandlinard was among the parents who accompanied a group of children to see the whale Monday. As they drew closer, they could smell it, she said. Biologists hope to complete their work Tuesday, untether the carcass, and let the tide push it or move it out. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan announced on Tuesday a competition for high school students across Alaska to help raise awareness about the dangers of fentanyl in their communities. Students who participate in the competition will gain valuable experience in media and public affairs campaigns, important life experiences that will also serve their communities. The competition is part of a statewide One Pill Can Kill Alaska public awareness campaign that Sullivan launched in May. Since then, he's highlighted the campaign in community visits, roundtables, and student listening sessions across the state. The campaign can reach students in various ways, such as posters in hallways, advertisements in student newspapers, or videos on social media. The campaign should use One Pill Can Kill messaging and highlight the dangers of fentanyl, the risks of non-prescription drug use, and the importance of staying informed and seeking help. It's open to groups of high school students in Alaska. Schools are encouraged to submit one campaign per school, but may submit more. Each entry must include at least 2 students' participation. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.